Blog Talk Radio.
When the dust has cleared, victory.
Are you barefooters out there looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book. The views and opinions expressed during the BIL radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates.
Welcome to Barefoot is Legal Radio, where you will learn the benefits and your rights to live a barefoot lifestyle. And now, here to empower you and dispel the myth of going barefoot, is a full-time barefooter of over 15 years and veterans legal advocate, your host, Nick Pierce.
Well, hello, and welcome to another edition of the Barefoot is Legal radio broadcast. I'm your host, Nick Pierce. For those of you that may not know, I am a full-time barefooter of over 15-plus years. I got rid of the last pair of anything that goes on my feet over 12 years ago. I'm the head of MP Media Group. I also did a radio show called The Business of Arts, Music, and Entertainment for a few years, where I empowered up-and-coming artists in the entertainment business to advance their careers. I'm also a victim legal advocate standing up for the human rights that we as the barefoot community have, and the new head of the BIL Legal Services Department. Now, many of you may have different reasons for going barefoot. For some of you, it may be for religious reasons, some of you for cultural reasons, others for health or medical reasons. Even though our reasons are different, there are people out there that think that there are laws, policies, rules, regulations, or dangers about being barefoot in public. Whatever your reasons, call in, share your stories, experiences, reasons, issues, whatever you may have. I'd love to hear them. I'm sure our listeners would appreciate it too. If you want to be a part of the show today, the call-in number is 319-527-6208. Again, that's 319-527-6208. Press 1 to be on the air. We also have our live chat room open. If you just go to freedomizerradio.com, you can interact with us during the show. Also, check out the barefootislegal.org website. We also have our Facebook page and our Facebook group, Barefoot is Legal. You can interact with other members of the barefoot community during and after the broadcast. talk about other, you know, your lifestyle, whatever your interests are in living the barefoot lifestyle. Join our private group if you're interested. If you've not joined already, again, that's on Facebook. Just go to Barefoot is Legal. It's a closed group. So keep in mind, though, this is not a place for, you know, your fetishists. This is not a fetish community. So for all you heavy breathing fun seekers out there, this is not the place to get your rocks off on foot pictures. No, no, no. We are here to educate and empower you and spread the message that bare feet are legal. And with that said, now it's time to kick off your shoes if you are wearing them or still have any at all, and enjoy the next hour and a half of time that we have together. Now, how many of us are spending three-day weekends free from the office, free from our jobs, free from our regular mundane lives, where we're actually stepping out of our shoes for the first time? I've seen a lot of different comments, a lot of different mail, a lot of different messages and posts and stuff throughout our groups and pages and all that, where people are actually going to go out on this three-day weekend barefoot for the first time. They're tossing those foot coffins off and exploring the freedom to see if it's for them. Now, some people may come back after this and realize, oh, boy, this is not for me. So we may need a little work. That's okay. You know, first-timers, it's okay. Everybody's been through it. Everybody that's living a 24/7 barefoot lifestyle, for whatever their reasons are, has been through those first steps. They've been there. Your feet will toughen up. They'll get used to it, callus and then padded and all that. But, of course, always use caution. You know, we don't want anybody out there to get hurt. But for those of you that are stepping out of your shoes for the first time and enjoying 3 days straight outside of that regular environment, in that world that you live in throughout most of the week, there's some things that maybe you should know. And I'm sure my listeners and some callers are going to have more advice for you, and that's great. We'd love to hear from you, 319-527-6208, especially some of our first-timers, especially some of our new folks. We'd love to hear what your goals are and what your adventures are this weekend. But, you know, this is more of an outdoor, have a barbecue, go to a parade and all that weekend. You know, many of you may be going to cemeteries, you know, leaving wreaths and flowers on different, graves and stuff like that. And that's great. Do that barefoot. You know, there was a message in the group, and this was posted by a gentleman named Matt. And he asked the question about how many plan on going through the whole Memorial Day weekend without using any shoes, honoring those who fought for our freedom by going barefoot, because we are free to do so. Maybe this could be a challenge also. Go the 3 days without shoes and see how many of your feet feel after, exactly what was written. But, I mean, that's a very interesting concept. I mean, think about it. We have a lot of brave men and women that have fought for our freedoms in this country, and we have these freedoms. There are people out there that try to take all that freedom away. There are those greeters, the cashiers, these small-minded employees, uneducated, ignorant people that try to take these freedoms away from us. And these men and women have fought for our freedoms, whether on our soil, off our soil, and we ourselves have been fighting for our freedom. Now, I think that's a great way to honor it. Matt, that was a great post. I like that one. Very interesting take on that. You know, in a way, sometimes it could also be a sacrifice. I mean, they've sacrificed their lives and their time with their families and all that to fight for our freedoms. I think that's a great sacrifice for us just to toss off our shoes. And for those of you that are interested in living the barefoot lifestyle, give it a try. Who knows? Hopefully you'll never go back. But anyway, I know we have a lot of callers. We have some guests on the show today. I don't want to tie up too much time. But there are still so many people out there that just want to take that freedom away from us. And we need to stand up and fight for that. Now, we're not expecting parades. We're not expecting, you know, our world's venerated with flowers and praise for this. We as a barefooter are fighting for our freedom. And that's all we want. The freedom to peacefully exist and enjoy the same goods and services that are afforded to every other person that wears shoes. I'd like to bring someone on the air. a good friend of ours of the show, Kevin, longtime listener, frequent caller. And since we're on the topic, why not? Kevin, welcome to the Barefoot is Legal show. Happy Saturday. Happy Memorial Day weekend. And thank you for your service.
Thank you. You know, it's amazing that people still tell me that. But thank you.
So, what have you got for us?
Well, hey, you know what? I just did two videos, actually, which is really not normal for me. I did a live video earlier this morning from Kroger.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying, hey, you know, Kroger is, as you know, one of those places that don't give you any type of trouble, you know, and telling people, you know, to go on with the live barefoot challenge, because May 31st will be the last day of it. And some people have participated. So if you're listening, thank you for participating. And second, I went to this trail that I sometimes go to about 2 hours ago. And that video should be posted to the group by now. Actually, it is. I was sending a message to all the newbies who are still kind of new to the barefooting world, and who I know they're gonna be nervous going into the store for the very first time, and you know, I know they're gonna be nervous because hey, I was nervous too. We all been there. You know, telling them, hey, you know, start out small and, you know, work your way up. So, you know, if you could be barefoot at the beach, you know, saying I think you should be able to be barefoot anywhere. So even though the transition may not be easy, but you know, about doing this clip on this trail that I was walking on, it was just full of rocks and stuff. You know, I'm like, this will be another great way for the newbies to get used to going barefoot, just getting your feet used to it. Yeah, it's still going to be tender at first, of course, and it's going to take time for the soles and the feet to strengthen, as we all know. But what better way to start than like on a trail or something, just like completely getting used to it, you know, then telling them, you know, hey, got a complaint, you know, file a complaint with the website, and Mr. Nick Dushman, who does a great job taking on corporate people, you know, he does that stuff. And I was telling, of course, promoting the show, telling them how you got so much knowledge with the legal stuff, and you know, just trying to that video was just made for the newbies. Now, of course, even for the I should have said this in the video, but even for the experienced barefooters, some people probably still don't know, because the newbies, some of these newbies come who join the group think who are saying, hey, I thought it was illegal to walk into a store barefoot, or I thought it was illegal to drive barefoot, you know. And this is why we want to help them, guide them to the right direction, and tell them, you know, this the information. You know, do all the research, you know, download it to your phone or have letters from the health department and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So we need to encourage the newbies to say, hey, it's okay. You know, it is quite okay for you to be barefoot anywhere, any place, at any time.
Point. And all the videos and stuff that you do, I mean, you do a great job at that, and especially encouraging other people to post it as part of the challenge and all that. And the part about the beach, though, you're right. A lot of people kind of like lose their, I mean, on purpose, they just lose their shoes. They just take them off, and it's a beach town. It's that part of the atmosphere. It's part of what you're expected to do at the beach and just be free and all that. And it's a great place for people to get started. If they're not, if they don't think that they can do it in their own hometown, they go to a place like that, and it's totally acceptable. I mean, people walking around all over the place barefoot, and they kick off their shoes, they walk off the beach, they run in for a slice of pizza. And it's funny because, you know, they totally forget about all those social norms. And I don't want to use social norms, but that mentality that they have in maybe their hometown, living inland, we'll say, where they would never just walk out of their house wrapped in a towel and a bathing suit and walk down to get a soda or a slice of pizza or a burger. You know, even walk into some of those bars that are right off the beach. You know, and they even have pools outside the bars and stuff. And they you know, serve drinks and everything there and food. So what's great is that these people, like, go there. They get involved in that, you know, that atmosphere and their, you know, that way of life and the laid back, being on the beach, walking off the beach in their towel and leaving their shoes behind. Now, if they just continue that in their everyday life, I'm not saying walk around in your bathing suit and a towel, but if you enjoy the freedom that you had on that vacation that you may be going on this weekend, and a lot of folks are, they're traveling out to the, to, you know, down the shore, you know, out to the shore, the beaches and stuff like that, even like lake communities and stuff like that, going boating and all that. Even just going out there and just enjoying it and then bringing that back home with you, remembering that freedom that you had and how great that felt, there's no reason why you can't enjoy that in everyday life. I mean, even though the vacation ends, and maybe you may have to put shoes on depending on what kind of job you have, but go out, do your food shopping, go have a burger, go get pizza, go, you know, do that stuff. You know, remember how you felt when you were on the beach and that wonderful vacation or those 3 days you had, or even a week or two that you've taken the summer and all that, where you felt so free and liberated from those restricting, you know, shoes and all that. Enjoy it. Bring it home with you and bring that part of the vacation back with you. I think it's better than a picture that you take. That's a very good point.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's really a nice feeling not to have anything on your feet. You know, a lot of people, I think that all the newbies really are not aware of all the benefits that comes with being barefoot. I think I posted this from Pinterest.com. How we all know that some people were saying how, oh, their posture is better, their balance better, and we all know that shoes make your feet weak and they cannot support themselves. You know, and for the life of me, I still understand why women still wear high heels. And you know it's bad for their freaking ankles because an hour or two later they end up taking it off and put on some sandals or some flip flops or some other shoes. So it's like, what was the point of you wearing heels in the first place? They're just going to take them off. I mean, to me that's a waste of your money. But you're just going to end up taking them off. But you only bought them because they match your outfit, pretty much. You know, so we're going. Barefoot, you know, I told the newbies in the video, you're gonna get looks, you know, never mind the looks, you know, that just comes with it, you know, so just ignore it, you know what I'm saying? Now, do I notice? Mostly I don't even notice. No, not that I really care, just don't even notice.
I'm sure even I get looks. It's just that for so long I've been barefoot and, you know, I don't even pay attention to it. I mean, honestly, you know, I think everybody looks at everybody for one reason or another, whether it's a compliment or an insult or anything like that. Honestly, I don't care what people think of me. So no one else really should.
I know exactly what you're saying, because the thing is, what you do is for your own personal enjoyment, not for somebody else's pleasure. If little Johnny want to have a pink freaking mohawk with a tattoo on both sides of his head, you know, that's what he likes. That's what he likes. You know, should he be judged? No. You know, and what people should know is that you know, being a barefooted, that really, just because you don't wear shoes, that doesn't tell you about yourself. That doesn't tell people about you. You know, because representation of yourself, you know, is not how you dress, not how you look, you know, is how you act and carry yourself.
Yeah, it's what kind of a person you really are inside.
Yeah, that's another thing people didn't know is how you act and carry yourself. Just like I mentioned with the little Johnny with the pink mohawk. I mean, you're going to think, oh my God, what the freak is this guy, you know, doing? or what have you, you know, but do you really take this time to say, hey, how you doing, and, you know, get to really know him? You know what I'm saying? He's like, see, I could be the best dressed person you've ever seen, and I could still treat you like crap. You know, that's not representing me or anybody else. You know, he's like, if you were to walk into let's say you got a business meeting, you know what I'm saying, and you got a nice Armani suit, but you're barefoot, you know what I'm saying? Those guys that you're having a meet with, they're gonna be like, oh, this is so unprofessional or so inappropriate. You know, you should really have some shoes on, knowing that you could have this meeting. But it's like, wait a minute. So you're judging me, or at least it sounds like you're judging me, because I choose to be comfortable. Me not having shoes has nothing to do with this meeting that we're about to have. We're discussing business. You know, now of course, some people will pull in, shoes for that occasion, and I get it, in a way. But now that I rethink about it, it's like, you not having shoes has nothing to do with this business meeting. It has nothing to do with discussing business, you know what I'm saying? Because that doesn't you not having shoes does not represent who you are. That just doesn't. So you're gonna go on, have your presentation, all your numbers are in order, have all your ducks in a row. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, how does not having shoes justify your reputation? You know, it really doesn't. It has no bearing on your reputation.
Yeah, I guess, I don't know. Maybe if you go into an important meeting dressed in, like you said, the Armani suit and barefoot, and you're meeting with a bunch of executives, I think it really has no bearing on, what you can do professionally for that client or what you can do for that person. I guess maybe one exception would be is if you're, they're hiring you to be a designer for fashion footwear and you're barefoot. But I think outside of that, I don't see anything else that could really, skew their opinion either way. But then again, you look at it and you got to say it's. I always look at almost like a resume. A resume is just what you've done, not what you can do. And I think if that person had a portfolio and it was amazing and they've seen their work, then it really shouldn't matter anyway.
Yeah, and you're right. One of our members, Ms. Samantha Wise, who just got a some office job and dealing with the I forgot what kind of job she got, but it had something to do with the courts and junk like that. So
yeah. Mm-hmm.
so her boss, I don't know if you saw that post, but her boss, I mean, actually she was telling me how her boss supports her being barefoot and junk like that.
Yeah.
But when she goes into the courtroom for something, she has to put on shoes. But she get away with, walking around the office barefoot. But when she goes into the courts, she has to put on shoes.
Yeah, she was on the air last week with us.
Oh,
yeah,
great.
She was talking about that on the air last week and about her new job and stuff.
Oh, she was on last week?
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. I was out of town at my grandmother's funeral and I missed the show.
Oh, it's still
in the archives.
Oh, yes, it's in the archives. Well, I'm sorry to hear that about your grandmother.
Yeah, you know what? Check this out. Because I drove to Georgia, I thought about not bringing any shoes, but then again, I reconsidered and bought some. And it's an amazing thing about my family is that my dad's side of the family really doesn't care. But then my mom's side of the family is always asking the questions.
Oh,
and
yeah.
that's what I don't get. I mean, it's like Nick, does your family support your barefooting, or do they just do whatever?
Yeah, no, they're very supportive of it. It was funny. I think at first they were just very confused about the whole thing, and they were just like, oh, this is just one of his weird things that he's doing now or something. And when they finally realized it was a lifestyle choice and then eventually, more of a religious thing for me and my family's full of devout Catholics on my mom's side and, kind of Christians on my father's side and all that. But actually, my father's a deacon in the church for the Catholic Church in New York City. But nonetheless, you know, I have my own spiritual preference. And for our listeners that may not know the story about how I ended up with it being more for medical reasons, I got hurt, my back and neck got badly hurt at work one day, and I was out of work for so long, I never had to put shoes on. And after going to the doctor and all that, they were talking about surgery, but just never putting shoes on, just as practicing part of my religion, it became a medical thing because I didn't need all that medication anymore. I didn't need, you know, I'd start going to doctor's appointments and stuff. And he goes, I know you're barefoot every time and everything. I'm like, yeah. And I said, I just don't need to wear shoes anymore since I'm out of work. And they asked about the pain and all that. And pretty much it was a lot of pain management and medication. And after a while, he goes, do you need a refill? I said, no, I'm good. He goes, have you taking it? I said, honestly, since I stopped wearing shoes, it's not as bad as it used to be. And so this has been over 12 years.
Because I honestly think that I think that wearing shoes would probably put more pressure. I think I could be wrong. I'm not no doctor, but I'm just speculating that wearing shoes could probably put a little bit more pressure on your feet and back. Where going barefoot, you don't have all that pressure because you're stepping lightly and gently onto the ground.
Yeah. One of the main issues when they medically looked at it and evaluated it, they the conclusions were between a bunch of different orthopedic surgeons and all that because of the alignment of the spine and what shifted and all that and the herniation in the discs, wearing the shoes would keep that alignment off, and not wearing them, they explained it medically, that it kind of helped shift everything back in place. And they were talking about surgery in order to do that, which would have only had a 10% success rate to where it would not be as painful, but just to correct it. But with any time you tear into someone's back, there's a risk of more complications. So that's why they were only giving it 10% that it would really be effective in the pain management area. And it was
basically if they gave you any type of orthopedic shoe, that just would have made matters worse.
Correct. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. In fact, it wasn't even an option. They were just like, you know, some of the doctors, I think four out of the six or five or six, I know it was a huge, you know, against a shoe versus for a shoe, because most of the doctors did say that these orthopedic shoes are not necessarily effective in most cases. And more for someone that has, that needs that extra support in their arch or something because of their arch collapsing after wearing shoes for so long. So medically, there was a lot of, you know, interesting information that I got out of that. Unfortunately, I had to go through that experience to get that knowledge.
you need to continue on with that thought process in the next segment, because it's almost time for a break.
It is, and we're coming up to the top of the hour, and we do have Marissa is joining us again this week as well. And Kevin, hang in there, because it's always nice having you on. Stick around. I'll bring you back on after the break. If anybody wants to be a part of the show, 319-527-6208 is how to join us. If you want to be on the air, just press 1. Check out our chat room at freewiserradio.com. Interact with us during the show. I'm Nick Pierce. You're listening to Barefoot is Legal. I'll be right back.
Hey, Freedom S, join me, Proof Negative. Weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together. Right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Are you barefooters out there looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here. The check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
My toes itch. My back is in pain.
My feet smell.
Well, I suffer from knee and hip pain.
If you suffer from any of those symptoms, Shoeless is a natural foot remedy to treat most symptoms of pain, infection, and other ailments caused by shoes. Shoeless can be applied simply by removing whatever is on your feet. Shoeless is a non-prescription solution to most foot problems that are caused by wearing shoes. In most cases, when using Shoeless, it does not impair your ability to operate a vehicle, walk, run, shop, jump, play, move, dance, sing, flip, or other human activities. Those using Shoeless have reported feeling happy, less pain, better mood, and have a better sense of health and freedom. Other benefits also include eliminating athlete's foot, foot odor, fungus, and other forms of bacteria known to have been caused by shoes. Some users of Shoeless may be told that it's against the law. Ask your doctor for a note when using Shoeless. Other side effects include a higher sense of awareness and in your surroundings. Do not use Shoeless if you are standing in a pit of fire. Using Shoeless may not increase your chances of flying or winning the lottery. However, some users have reported having higher self-esteem and positive attitudes, as well as more confidence. Shoeless is best when used all the time. Use caution when using Shoeless until your body adapts. Shoeless has also been proven to increase learning, attention, help fight depression, and ease effects of autism. Feel free to ask your doctor how Shoeless can benefit you. For more information about Shoeless and its benefits, visit barefootislegal.org.
Got a spare tire around that waist? Is your muffin top over the top? Do you binge eat uncontrollably? We are the government and we are here to help you. Here at our free FEMA weight loss camp, we have numerous ways to help you shed those unsightly, unwanted pounds. FEMA, or Fatties, Eating Mitigated, automatically has a communist-style weight loss czar that specializes in centralized weight loss planning and communal extended fasting programs to shed that fat away in no time. Skin and boned means extra toned is the motto. Just remember, there is no way you can do it on your own. We will forcefully assist you into compliance. Failure is not an option in this utopian wonderland. How fantastic. Typical workout regimes include digging ditches and restocking them with dirt, building railways and more. Get life skills while you get lean. How do you join? Simple. Recite the Constitution in a public commons or violate the Patriot Act that includes simple misdemeanors. It's really that easy to get your own fenced-in slice of Americana. Stop being a fatty. The state is your daddy.
The views and opinions expressed during the BIL radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up, stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up, stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
Is a way to be a part of the show. Also, check out our website, barefootislegal.org. Our chat room, if you want to interact with us during the broadcast, just go to freedomizerradio.com, click on the live chat link. And before the break, we were talking with Kevin, and I started the show off today with how brave men and women have fought for so much freedom for us and our country. But yet there are so many employees out there that try to take that freedom away. So for those of you enjoying the three-day weekend completely barefoot, good luck, and I hope you enjoy it. And if you're first time and you want to continue that, feel free. Definitely something great. And we also have Marissa. She's joining us, and we'll bring Kevin back on in a little bit. It's great for Kevin to join us, and such great advice that he also gives and his video challenge that he's doing until the end of the month. It's been going throughout the month of May. Anybody wants to be a part of the show, 319-527-6208. We have Proof and Marissa. I'm going to bring Proof on with us real quick. And welcome to the show, boss.
All right. I tried to get home so I can have some worthwhile time on here with you guys. I tried to solicit a couple of other people to call in. Our friend Melanie Lamb, who you spoke with on Tuesday on my show,
yeah.
She says she's going to call in a few minutes as well.
Oh, great, great. Yeah, I saw some pop-ups coming up through that, and that'll be great to have her on. And we also have Marissa joining us on the air again. I'm going to bring her on here, too, with us. Hey, Marissa, welcome to the Barefoot is Legal show. Welcome
hey
back.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good. She's been on a couple-week hiatus and went on a sabbatical, I guess, to discover mystical properties of pink tutus. But it's glad to have her back on the air, whatever the reason was, if she cares to share. Love to hear her stories, too. So,
With life, it's just been a mess. We're not even going to touch bases on that. But I was telling you that I had a great story to tell everybody this week about being barefoot in my hometown.
Would love to hear
kind
it.
Of funny,
share
kind
with
of,
our listeners.
Kind of screwed up. I went in. I don't know if any of you guys have Verizon. I'm not bashing them. But my phone decided it wanted to just crap out again, finally. And so I went in to our local mall, didn't have shoes on because I was running errands around town. Went in there, went to tell them, hey, my phone was shorted out. I need to order a new one. No big deal. Walked from Verizon to my old job where I went barefoot every day I worked there and got stopped by a security officer and escorted off the property and banned from said mall. I went online. I double-checked. Yes! That picture where I had the picture of me in the dress and I'm in my office and I'm barefoot was taken in the same mall that I was banned from.
Come on. And that's crazy.
I'm so serious. I even submitted a thing about it. But I went online. I looked at their rules and regulation, their code of conduct and all that. Nothing about being barefoot against the rules there. So I contacted their home office and their home office told me that it is against the rules and it's a health code violation. And so, you know, as soon as he said that, I started laughing. And he said, you think this is funny? He said, let me catch you on my property again, and you will go to jail. I said, well, sir, first off, there is no health code violation for being barefoot. It is legal. I'm actually a part of the Barefoot is Legal movement. You can look us up on Facebook. You can call into our show. You can listen to the show. But there is no health code violations, and you have no rules against it. And he got irate with me, and so I just called the one above him, And needless to say, I am now no longer banned from the mall, and I start my other job back up coming soon. And I flat out told him I was not wearing shoes.
Oh, sorry you had to go through all that, but at least you're not banned anymore. And it looks like everything worked out for the best after that. I like Proof's saying when it comes to this, and I'm sure he could say it a lot better than I can. Are they, like, afraid that, like, the file cabinet is going to fall on you or something?
Well, if they're using the health department, I don't know what stores the health inspectors. The last time I checked, the health department does not inspect a Navy recruiting office.
Nope.
And
I wasn't
a
recruitment office. I was a travel agent.
Yeah.
I was a travel agent, and literally I just went over there to grab a phone from my best friend that runs it so I could have a phone to use for until they send me my new one, and the security officer, she just wasn't having it. Was not up for it that day. I didn't know what was going on with her that day. It was rough. And it wasn't even embarrassing because I stood there with my head held high and she kept asking me where my shoes were, and I was like, they don't exist.
Have they ever existed? Like, why is this a big deal now?
I guess it's the first time she had seen me in a while because, you know, I quit working there for a while, took a leave of absence from there. And, I don't know. She had seen me every day for the past year until the other day, and I don't know if something just snapped in her that day or it just reminded her that I didn't wear shoes. I don't know what was going on, but she was having an off day, and I got the tail end of it.
Your bare feet must give people bipolar disorder.
I guess so. I mean, I keep my toes blue. I guess that's a trigger.
That's crazy.
But one of the other girls, where she's in both Barefoot is Legal and the one that I created, the Georgia page, I started working with her just to pick up some extra trash on the side and stuff. And the business that I'm at right now, the one I'm working at, they do not care. Me and her both come in with no shoes on almost every day. She comes every once in a while without shoes on. I'm here every day without shoes on. And they just don't care.
What job is that?
It's a cleaner, a dry cleaner.
Okay. Oh,
right.
Okay.
It's one that's locally owned, and it's been in operation since the 50s, I believe, or 40s.
Wow.
Somewhere around there. And the owners are great. They're very understanding of, like, why we do it, and they're down to learn about it, and they're down to, like, be educated about it. And I've even seen my manager. She doesn't notice, and I notice that she'll kick her shoes off behind her desk when she's sitting there. It makes me happy. Give me one
second.
That's great.
We have open-minded people like that. You know, makes our life easier, makes their job easier. So, Proof, what do you got going on with the group and all that?
Well, I'm not gonna. Let me just say something real quick here. I did some negotiating yesterday, and I was able to secure our agreement with said Block Talk Radio, so we're not in danger anymore.
Oh, that's cool. That's great. So good news for Freedomizer and, of course, the Barefoot is Legal show, as well as your own
right.
show, too, Proof Negative.
Yeah.
So, and Truth Quest that comes on right after us as well.
Yeah. And if you decide that you want to have your prepping show, then obviously there's going to be airtime for that.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I was actually I was having a conversation with a good buddy of mine that's into the whole prepping lifestyle and, you know, emergency preparedness, and before the show, and he brought up the conversation of, okay, I want to ask you this. In a doomsday shit hits the fan situation, would no shoes be better? Or what would you recommend for shoes? I laughed. He goes, no, I know the answer. I know you're going to laugh at me. And I said, well, what's your take on it? And he said, three pairs of Doc Martens. I said, why? He goes, well, with three pairs, that'll last me like 50 years. I said, okay, I'll entertain this thought, you know, just to hear him out. And he said, but now, you know, and he kind of like does the barefoot thing, but not full time. It's kind of one of those, as much as possible, but you know, he's always thinking ahead to things and this, that, and the other. And he does landscaping. And so he's barefoot most of the time anyway, when he works. But, he was talking about boots for the doomsday apocalypse, zombie attack and all that. I said, all right. I said, you know, if you have them with you, I guess they could be effective if you're used to them. And he goes, yeah, but what if I get cut, or what if I get, you know, this, that, and the other? Would I be able to maneuver if you're getting shot at? And I said, listen, not everything's like a Hollywood movie. I said, second of all, he goes, yeah, but what about tetanus and this, that, and the other? So I go through the whole list of objections, medically, infection-wise, and all that. And we were talking about how, you know, because his feet are not used to being barefoot as much as mine, would they be tough enough to survive whatever's going on? I said, once you build up to that, yes, they can be. And I probably said this before on the show, where someone, if an event happens and they need to get home or bug out or something like that, there is a slim chance that you're actually going to have appropriate footwear to get you through that. So most people, if they're at work or something and they're wearing pumps, heels, you know, flats or whatever it is, those are not very practical shoes to begin with. So being able to navigate a situation and either get home or, you know, do what you have to do without those shoes on, which is what you're going to essentially may have to do, would be better to, you know, be used to doing it barefoot. And as far as, you know, he goes, nails and stuff like that, I said, if a nail punctures your boot, you're going to send fragments of that in. Plus, if you do step on something, putting a shoe on is the worst thing for it, because that just breeds the bacteria and all this other stuff. So after about a half hour long conversation, it was one of those, well, maybe I just need to be better at going barefoot and I don't need three pairs of boots. So he has my theories about that. That, and once you wear down your boots and there's nothing else around, no resources to get anymore, in like an extreme catastrophic, you know, event, you're going to end up being barefoot anyway. So you may just as well get used to it and condition your body to do it. That's just my take on, since you mentioned the whole prepping thing and that whole lifestyle.
I figured I'd share that with you. How many people, if you get a knock at the door and an Amazon deliverer just drops off a package that's about literally, you open your front door and take four steps outside, people think that's way too risky, and they go put flip-flops on just to go get a package that takes four steps.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
But that's what the average American does, though.
Yeah, that fear that I don't know what's going to happen to them and how effective a flip-flop is going to be. I mean, if they drop the box on their foot, what good is it?
Well, we had somebody today in our mega viral driving meme that said that the reason why they wear flip-flops while they're driving and don't kick them off is because there's parasites, and they could get a parasite from driving barefoot.
There are parasites from pedals and the floor of their car?
I guess, but only if their foot touches it. So if the top of the foot touches it, it's okay. It's just that if the bottom touches it, then it's like you touch it and then a parasite just breeds like that, and then they breed like rabbits.
And it takes you over. Wow, that's amazing. I think that's absolutely ridiculous. You know, Marissa, I have you back on. There was a little noise in the background. I mean, you worked in travel. In your experience in the travel industry, has anybody ever contracted parasites, or how dangerous is it to travel, operate cars, go on planes and stuff like that? I mean, we have an expert in the travel business with us. I don't know if she's still there. Well, I'm going to bank that maybe there are no issues with it. I think that's just silly. It's kind of like the Uber and Lyft post,
mm-hmm.
where it's amazing how these people that professionally drive a car do not know the laws when it comes to driving a car. That's scary. If they think that it's illegal to be barefoot in a motor vehicle, and these are the people that you put your life in their hands to get you to an airport or someplace, how is it that they that they're not aware of what the laws really are. That would scare me. I think that they just gave Uber and Lyft a bad name.
It does scare me.
If they're that ignorant of what the driving laws really are.
Which apparently Uber has a lawsuit against them right now.
Oh, our travel expert's back. I don't know if you heard our question. Proof was talking about how someone could track parasites driving a car, just traveling around. I said, well, we have our travel expert on the phone. I said, why don't we find out from an expert if traveling bus, plane, train, cars, how many of your clients have ever gotten parasites?
None of them that I know of. And a lot of the guys, we actually have one of the guys that's in the military that's on our page. I think he travels without shoes on because him and I, when we met up in Columbus, he was telling me how he just got back from a flight. And I feel as if he would probably have told me if he would have got a parasite from flying without shoes on. But, I mean, it didn't seem like it. I mean, we were drinking beer and cutting jokes the whole time and didn't seem like he had a parasite. I've never heard of getting a parasite from traveling without shoes on. That makes me giggle.
So, in other words, most of the trips that you book, you don't put worms and stuff like that on the planes? Wow.
No.
So I can't imagine what this guy was talking about. I mean, an infestation.
No.
I mean, not even snakes on the plane.
No, we don't even put those on the plane. We don't put anything on the plane except for you.
Wow. Okay, so I don't know what this guy's talking about. Wow. Well, we
I'm
heard
educated.
It there. Yeah, must be.
But, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. That's the same with people learning things.
Yeah.
But I've never heard that. Okay, this is going to make me rack my brain all day long about getting a parasite from driving barefoot. I've literally, from the day I got my license until now, I have never drove my car with shoes on.
Well, someone else said, too, that they also wear flip-flops while they're driving in case there's glass in the car. Or you get in an accident and the glass breaks, then those will protect you. But strangely enough, they're not wearing a motorcycle helmet or a racing helmet in case their head goes through the windshield.
I think that post was where what if you get into a crash and your head goes through the windshield, you don't want to step on glass. I'm like, that made a lot of sense. I'm like, so in other words, you just smashed your head into a windshield and your windshield shattered from your head. And
but
you're worried about
having
something. I think that someone would not be able to walk after that one. Because that would be quite an impact to shatter a windshield with your head and have any fragments of glass, because windshields don't shatter.
Now, I can say it wasn't done with feet, but me and my friend were making a road trip one day, and please notice that I said he went to turn around in my front seat and twerk. And as soon as his butt touched my windshield, it cracked. But it did not shatter, and no glass went anywhere.
It cracked.
So,
No, it's designed
just cracked from the inside out.
It's designed that way so that shards of glass do not fly into your eyes.
That's right. These people are not even wearing safety goggles while they're driving their Fiat.
Yeah.
Hey, now, don't make fun of the Fiats.
So I think that whoever this person is that's going to get worms from their car,
and they're going to get glass,
they should probably stop taking a dump on the floorboard and letting it sit there.
Yeah, I
think
that's
would be
the
first
way that I would
step
think of
to prevent anything like that. Because if he's turning the floorboard of his car into like an unsanitary condition from a fourth world country, then there's something wrong with that. I would think that the health department would have something to say about that, because I'm sure that they believe that the health department would regulate that as well. But I think that their main concern would be not just the worms, but their windshield shattering from their head hitting it, and definitely would want safety goggles, maybe a respirator mask so you don't breathe in the fine particles of dust, and the helmet.
And a seatbelt.
Yeah, and I think a helmet, because Wait a minute. Oh my God, you're right. You mean a seatbelt would take care of this whole problem?
Yes, if you put your seatbelt on, your head won't hit your windshield.
Oh my God, so this guy doesn't know what his seatbelt is?
So apparently he doesn't know his walls at all.
That's brilliant. So in other words, these cars that are infested with worms also have restraints in them to prevent this whole head shattering the windshield epidemic? I'm glad we have the travel expert on. You know what? That is brilliant. Folks, you heard it. Now we know how to prevent that.
Oh.
It's called a seatbelt. So for this idiot that thinks that he's going to hit his head on the windshield, why don't you just put your seatbelt on? Oh.
Well, I still recommend that if you're that worried about going through the windshield, then you should put your helmet on.
Yeah, that too. But I think Marissa hit it right on the head, the seatbelt. Folks, who knew? It was just a matter of time before we figured that out.
So speaking of time, did we mention the pledge drive? Are we pushing this off for a day and starting it tomorrow? Are we doing it today? I don't know where the website stands. I don't know if it is safe for people to use our button and have the new banking information on there.
I did check out the website. It looks like the donate buttons are there. So it looks like it is active with the donation account from what I've seen. So I don't know. I think it's good to go. That's completely up to you.
Okay. Because I don't want to start promoting it. Is the new site uploaded yet, or are we having to do some other stuff before it gets uploaded?
As far as I know, I think there's still other stuff that needs to be done to it.
Okay. Okay, because I didn't want to tell people to go donate, and then it's on the old account, and then it may or may not work.
I think it does go to the new account from the buttons that I saw on there last night. I just don't know if the site's – I know that right now, for those listeners that may not know and some of our members, we're reconstructing the site, making some changes and some revisions, and it's not going to be too different than what you see. But we're just kind of streamlining it a little more, have some resources in certain areas for people to enjoy and have easier access to. But for the most part, the donate buttons are fine. It's all directly through PayPal, so, you know, all the information is secure. So don't let what we're talking about bother or worry you. We'll go to the right place for the organization to support what we do as far as the advocacy for barefooter rights and all that. So it's just a couple minor changes that we're talking about. So if there's we could roll out a fund drive right now if we want. We only have like a half hour left of the program. Thinking next week we can do
it. Next week we'll take up some more time and we'll see how many people we can get to come on and talk about their experiences and talk about the direction of where we're going.
Yeah. That'll work too. We can
if we were able to average $1 per person in our Facebook group, then we would be funded throughout the entire, possibly through the rest of the year with all the projects I want to do. The more projects that we can take care of means not only more members, but also more businesses that recognize that we're out there. So there's a huge difference between getting, 11,900 members? So if we round it up and say if we accidentally got 12,000 or even 10,000, that would be a big difference compared to if we only got $17.
True. Yep.
So it just depends, I guess, how important is our group to people? Do you at least like it enough to show even one George Washington, which would be the value fry at Wendy's? Are we worth at least a value fry at Wendy's?
Yeah, good point. So what we could do is, we can come back from the break and start talking up the fund drive then.
Yeah, so next week we'll have to get more of our admins or our leadership team and see who else wants to talk about how important this is, because this isn't just the Dave, Nick, and Nick show here. This is about all
true
of us.
True. And that's what's very important. We'll be right back after the break at the bottom of the hour. 319-527-6208. Coming up after the break, we have our very own Nick Deutschman, Melanie, and we'll be back on the air with Marissa and Proof. And we also have some time to bring Kevin back in, so hang in there. We'll be right back.
Hey, Freedom S, join me, Proof Negative. Weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together. Right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Are you barefooters out there looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
My toes itch. My back is in pain.
My feet smell.
Well, I suffer from knee and hip pain.
If you suffer from any of those symptoms, Shoeless is a natural foot remedy to treat most symptoms of pain, infection, and other ailments caused by shoes. Shoeless can be applied simply by removing whatever is on your feet. Shoeless is a non-prescription solution to most foot problems that are caused by wearing shoes. In most cases, when using Shoeless, it does not impair your ability to operate a vehicle, walk, run, shop, jump, play, move, dance, sing, flip, or other human activities. Those using Shoeless have reported feeling happy, less pain, better mood, and have a better sense of health and freedom. Other benefits also include eliminating athlete's foot, foot odor, fungus, and other forms of bacteria known to have been caused by shoes. Some users of Shoeless may be told that it's against the law. Ask your doctor for a note when using Shoeless. Other side effects include a higher sense of awareness and in your surroundings. Do not use Shoeless if you are standing in a pit of fire. Using Shoeless may not increase your chances of flying or winning the lottery. However, some users have reported having higher self-esteem and positive attitudes, as well as more confidence. Shoeless is best when used all the time. Use caution when using Shoeless until your body adapts. Shoeless has also been proven to increase learning, attention, help fight depression, and ease effects of autism. Feel free to ask your doctor how Shoeless can benefit you. For more information about Shoeless and its benefits, visit barefootislegal.org.
Got a spare tire around that waist? Is your muffin top over the top? Do you binge eat uncontrollably? We are the government and we are here to help you. Here at our free FEMA weight loss camp, we have numerous ways to help you shed those unsightly, unwanted pounds. FEMA, or Fatties, Eating Mitigated, automatically has a communist-style weight loss czar that specializes in centralized weight loss planning and communal extended fasting programs to shed that fat away in no time. Skin and boned means extra toned is the motto. Just remember, there is no way you can do it on your own. We will forcefully assist you into compliance. Failure is not an option in this utopian wonderland. How fantastic. Typical workout regimes include digging ditches and restocking them with dirt, building railways and more. Get life skills while you get lean. How do you join? Simple. Recite the Constitution in a public commons or violate the Patriot Act that includes simple misdemeanors. It's really that easy to get your own fenced-in slice of Americana. Stop being a fatty. The state is your daddy.
The views and opinions expressed during the BIO radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates.
We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome someday. Oh, deep in my heart,
is a way to be a part of the Barefoot is Legal radio show. We're coming down to the last half hour. We have quite a few callers on the line. And coming back with us, we have Marissa. Welcome back to the show. We also have Proof. And, of course, Nick Deutschman, head of corporate communications. And in a little bit, we're also going to bring on Melanie. I know that she's hanging around to share with us this weekend. 319-527-6208. Also join our chat room, freedomizerradio.com. Interact with us during the show. And also our website, barefootislegal.org. Hey, folks, we are doing a fund drive to raise funds for the BIO community and our movement. So, welcome back to the show, everyone.
Hello.
We got Marissa and Prue.
Hello, everybody.
And we have Nick Deutschman with us, too, right?
Yeah, I'm here. As long as you push the right button.
I pushed the right button.
Right on, right on.
I thought we weren't supposed to push people's buttons.
I'm the only one that's allowed to push buttons if I'm on the switchboard.
You know, I was listening earlier before you guys brought me in,
And you were talking about getting a package. Many of you know I deliver pizzas on the weekend.
Yeah.
You wouldn't believe the scramble. I ring their doorbell, and I'm kind of looking in the window to see who's going to answer the door, if it's the kid or the mom or whatever. They're scrambling to put their shoes on to open the door to get the pizza.
Oh, God.
What? It's really messed up. It's like, you know what? You just wasted a whole bunch of my time that I could be delivering another pizza. But you had to put your flip-flops on. All right, whatever.
Is that because somehow it's offensive if somebody sees you without them on?
I don't know. You're in your own home, and obviously I don't care, but I guess society does for some reason, whatever.
But society accepts flip-flops and sandals as protection of your feet.
I don't know. You guys may have seen my post yesterday, but I had an opportunity to chat with the director of the Public Relations Department of the Minnesota State Patrol.
Oh, yeah, I saw that post.
Yeah. This guy was completely fascinated by the whole barefoot movement. I called the State Patrol headquarters. I seen a couple of comments. One of them in particular on the business page kind of fired me up. And I'm like, he says, well, don't you dare drive a tractor trailer barefoot. It's illegal according to the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Division. I'm like, really, dude? All right. Well, I'm gonna call the Federal Motor Carrier Division. Find out. Well, it's impossible to call that department. So I figured I'm gonna call the Minnesota State Patrol. I'm gonna start there. See if they can get me somewhere. So I talked to a trooper at the office here in St. Paul, Minnesota, and he was really quick to say no. He says, you know, I know for a fact that you can drive a standard automobile barefoot. Even motorcycles in our state, you can operate them barefoot. As far as tractor trailers, I'm pretty sure there is no law against it, and even federally, I don't think there is one. But I'm going to give you a phone number. You call this guy; he's going to help you out. I heard an O in the background. Yes, he did admit that you can operate a motorcycle barefoot legally. The only state you can't is Alabama.
Alabama.
The only one who has language on it.
Yeah.
Any other state, you're legally allowed to do so. Whether or not it's a good idea, I'm going to leave that one up to you. And I'm going to plead the fifth on it. So have that.
Well, I told my motorcycle story last week about that one. But I'm not going to go into it now.
Riding a motorcycle barefoot?
Yeah, riding a motorcycle barefoot. Yeah, I would have severely severed my ankle, my foot, and everything if I was not barefoot. So check out last week's episode in the archives. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go to freedomizerradio.com and check out last week's story I told in the first half hour of the show. If you want to check out the archives to hear that one. Yeah.
Will do. So I call this other state trooper, and I posed the question to him again. I just introduced myself, and we got to talking in a little bit, and he's like, well, what research project are you working on? And I'm like, oh, perfect. Well, you know, this is me. I'm from an organization, Barefoot is Legal, and really, and he says, well, I told him, I said, we've got some great podiatrists in our community, and their recommendations of such and this and that. And he's like, really? He says, I remember as a little boy running around my farm barefoot with my parents and feeding the cows and all this and that, and I could run down the gravel road. And he says, now I can't even walk around my house in my bare feet. I'm like, really? I said, well, how often, you know, you're probably wearing your duty boots for work all day, right? He says, well, yeah, I mean, I have to. I said, well, what about when you're off duty? He says, well, I wear a different pair of boots. I said, I would suggest not wearing them if you don't have to. Really? He kind of like, you could hear he actually considered it. And he's like, well, what kind of information could you give me? And I'm like, you know what, sir, how about I send you an email? You sound like you're busy right now. He says, oh, please, goodness, send me all you can. And he wants to revisit. He writes an article called Ask the Trooper for the state of Minnesota. And he wrote an article a couple of years ago about barefoot driving, and he wants to revisit the whole subject. He wants to get his team investigating the commercial side of driving barefoot, and he's interested in the science and things of such. So it'll be a nice relationship I formed with this guy. So it'll be fun to see what comes out of it.
That'd be great.
You know what would
That's
be
awesome.
More fun? would be if you want to compare the Minnesota laws with some of the neighboring states and let him do our work for us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What I noticed in his article he wrote a sentence in there. He says, while it is prudent to wear sturdy shoes while driving, it is not illegal to drive barefoot. I'm going to see if he's going to retract that statement a little bit, because I notice a lot of states will say that. They say you need it, you know, it's better that you have footwear driving a car or something like that. And I'm going to see how many of these agencies I can convince to remove that language from their statements.
Yeah. At the same time, though, we've also had a lot of highway patrol officers that have even written articles that say it's better to remove them. And
Michigan, for example, says it's best to drive barefoot.
Yeah, yeah. And Melanie's with us on the BIL show. Melanie, welcome to the show. Wanted to make sure we had time to get you in here. How's it going? Welcome to the show. We got Nick Proof and Marissa on with us now.
Nice. I've missed the beginning of the show. Awful lot of barefoot talking, so I just thought.
Well, it is barefoot is legal, so that's our game here on Saturdays. It's not the whole versus the whole punching hour here, unfortunately.
Yeah, I stopped sharing cake recipes after the sponsors didn't like it my first broadcast. So.
Well, I guess while I'm here, I know our time is short. I would like to share that I've spent most of my life being barefoot until I was injured with medical harm, and I noticed a change to my very core. When the medical harm happened, I was spending most of my time in the bed. I was bedridden either at home or in the hospitals. I was unable to walk for quite a long time, and so I began researching even more so what had been primal to me my whole life, which was being barefoot and grounding. And, you know, it's primal. It should be primal. And the human race continues to evolve further away from our primal instinct further and further as the days go by, unfortunately. I read a post the other day that you had shared, Dave, and it was about, you know, people that they were questioning the validity of the barefoot is legal movement and the health benefits that derive from that. And, you know, there are box meters that exist where one can actually test themselves before the grounding process and afterwards, and it will show the balance that takes place with the electrons. And, you know, it's important, especially for those who are dealing with chronic illness, those who are working full time and they go home and they're keeping their shoes on. They're around all of these electromagnetic fields, but they're not taking time with Earth's magnetic field. And this is
that, Melody, but I mentioned the fact of how healthy it is, and these people yell at me, and these are the people that they might even go to whole paycheck and spend a lot more money on organic food, and they are in tune with their health, but good luck trying to tell them that shoes aren't needed in their own house. Well, I might drop something on my foot.
Oh my. Well, it's scientific fact that when one grounds themselves with our Earth, which is enriched with electrons, the clean electron that we need, it balances our sympathetic and parasympathetic systems. It's primal. It's a natural source of electrons, and these are essential for the proper functioning of our systems as
a whole. Either Nick or you, Melanie or Marissa, how many friends do you know go into their house and the first thing they do when they go into their house is that they put their football helmet on in case something falls from the second floor?
None of my friends live in two-story houses, so.
Their roof might cave in.
Yeah, I can't say unless it's been a long night of drinking that any of us would walk around with a helmet on our heads once we get home.
Well, there are some who know me who would
say that I should be walking around with a helmet consistently, but I don't. I put on my braids, and I do it anyway without the helmet, but neither here nor there. But that's a good analogy. It really
yeah,
is.
No, I think my chances of getting smacked with a fish while wearing a pink tutu are greater.
Every time someone says anything about fish or pink tutus, I think about the old Greg skit from, I think it was Jimmy Kimmel Live. I don't remember who it was, but if you've never seen that skit, please watch it.
I have
okay.
not.
But
I'm talking from experience.
I wanted to say something since we only have 10 minutes left here. I just wanted to get a couple minutes in with our pledge drive. And I know Deutschman has been with me from day one. And, Nick, I didn't prep you before the show here, so this is all off the cuff. But can you tell everybody out there why it would be important to donate anywhere from $1 to $5 or buy a T-shirt or a Save Around coupon book? Why would this be important? Is this just because you and I don't feel like working day jobs anymore?
No, I mean, one of the biggest things for us is to get us into these farmers markets, to be able to do a health fair, to let everyone know that we exist, and we could use some monetary help with that. And I'm not complaining. I'm not throwing out a big thing or anything, but Boof and I spend a ridiculous amount of our own money that should be going towards, like, rent and our supper and stuff on Barefoot is Legal activities. My cell phone bill is atrocious. My printing bill is atrocious. And we do spend an incredible amount of time. We're not looking to get, you know, reimbursed for our time, but a little help here and there is definitely appreciated.
Well, I just feel as though if people are loading us up with questions and they expect you to call and email corporate America, that it shouldn't be a big deal to give somebody a few bucks and say, here, let me help your phone bill for helping us out.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's very important about the group. What we offer is free. We don't get paid to communicate with businesses, write letters, take on legal issues. The corporate communications department on Nick Deutschman's end, the legal department on my end, we go after businesses. When it becomes a legal issue, we stand behind you. We write those letters. We cite those laws. We tell them to change their policies. We don't get paid for that. Members come to us. 11,000 members have the resources that we offer to call us on the toll-free number, to have Nick Deutschman write letters for them, to have me work with legal issues, work with attorneys in their states and stuff, in their own jurisdictions, to form cases and formulate different strategies with them. So go to barefootislegal.org. Click on the donate. Donate.
Yeah.
And it doesn't take much. If 11,000 members contribute $1, that's all it takes is $1 from 11,000 members. That's money that will help advance our advocacy. That's money that will help pay the phone bill. That's money that will help keep the radio station and the program operating here. That's money that will help with the cost of simply doing business and being there for people, for our members, and for anybody else that's a victim to discrimination. And what we do, we don't charge you. People will call us at all hours of the day. People will send emails all hours of the day. There's a website. There's a server. There's a, you know, these are services that we pay for. And we are member supported. And if you're a member and you enjoy your freedoms and you enjoy the lifestyle and want to live that lifestyle, then you want to contribute, because that's how we have a donation. I don't know how much that was, but thank you very much for whoever that was. Go to barefootislegal.org and contribute. So thank you to whoever donated.
Well, with that being said, Melanie, I know you're the guest here. It's her first time calling our show, and I don't want to hold you back here. So if you had any thoughts on this, I don't know if you frequent stores or get that special tap on the shoulder of extreme kindness or anything to share about it, but go ahead. We want to hear your story.
Well, in all honesty, I don't ever get questioned about it.
That's great.
I've
I've been fortunate. I really have, just as I have in my medical journey, considering it was medical harm that did it to me anyway. But I can't recall one time where I've gone into a facility of any sort barefoot and was questioned.
Okay.
And that's great.
Yeah, like Marissa was telling us about her experience this week at her work.
Yeah, that was rough.
Yeah.
First time it ever happened there.
Can't believe it. Oh, there's another donation. Thank you for whoever that was.
And I've been stopped numerous times before, but that one was probably the most, like, shocking to my life.
Well, and I'll share one of my old ones here that before BIL, before the internet, I had a story, and I used to use this on my stand-up comedy stage because I just thought it was so silly, that I went into a Baskin-Robbins once, and the manager said he refused to serve me because there could be glass on the ground. So I asked him, what glass products do you sell in this ice cream? And he says, we don't sell anything with glass, but a gang member could do a drive-by around the building and shoot up all the windows. Then how are you going to get out? We're really worried about your
business.
Safety. Wow.
Needless to say, they lost a lot of business on that comment.
Yeah. So,
thanks for coming in for
ice
cream. You can get
strung
up in
a
minute.
Everyone was talking at once. I couldn't hear anybody.
I'll hold.
Go ahead. You share.
I wasn't sharing. Everyone was talking at once, and I'm sure the listeners were really confused on who was talking to.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, it happens sometimes when you get a lot of people on. And I was just remarking that, you know, they just lost that business because thank you for coming, but be ready. And at any moment, the gangs are really bad in this neighborhood and we can be shot up at any minute. So, well,
yeah, I don't
donation.
Think I would ever
thank
go back
you.
To that store. I think I would avoid that one at all costs, if anything.
Yeah, I'm sure. That would not be a place to be. And I'd like to thank everybody for listening this weekend. We are out of time. Our weekly broadcast is only an hour and a half long this week. However, next week we are going to do an extended broadcast for our fun drive. We're going to start early, so keep an eye on the group for an exact time. We will have some extra airtime next week to kick off a great fun drive. And we're actually going to be running it all week, so we really appreciate the folks that have donated this week. Thank you again. And go to barefootislegal.org, click on the donate buttons, and next week, stay tuned with us. Proof, you have anything to add the last minute?
Chris Radio's coming up, and of course, I have my own show during the week from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. That's 6 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. If you haven't joined our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/ Barefoot is Legal. Our business page, facebook.com/barefootislegal. We are just about 40 members short of 50,000 people liking our Facebook page.
Wow. And that's great. Such great news. Always love having everybody on the show. Thanks to all the callers. Kevin, Marissa, thanks for coming back. Proof, Nick Deutschman, Melanie, and everyone else that was a part of the show today. So stay tuned. Truth Quest Radio is coming up right after this. And until next time, keep it bare. Thanks for listening. Barefoot is Legal.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.